ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm in Qatar, my first visit to the kingdom, and alhamdulillah, very nice and very positive, beautiful, absolutely beautiful airport. And we landed at a time when there was where there were very few people there, so you could see the how shiny and clean and wide it is, and very nice, lovely airport. Qatar is used to be a British colony until 1971, so it's a young country, new country. And the signs, the most reliable sign of British colony is narrow roads. You see that in UAE as well, and so also here. And of course, people drive big trucks and big SUVs, so which tends to make for traffic jams. American colonies, on the other hand, have big wide roads, and that's the difference between the British and American colonies. Yeah, take Australia, if you take, this is a combination of two things perhaps, because you see Melbourne, very narrow streets, and Sydney is much bigger, wider roads. What I want to talk to you about today is an encounter I had of the best kind. My little grandson, Zakaria Sayyad, we were having dinner, and he asked a question. And they have a lovely custom in their house where dinner time is the talim time. So, father, mother, son, they sit together and they have dinner together, and they talk about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whatever topics. And it starts with a question. So, Zakaria is 5 years old, and he asked a question because I was there. So, the question came to me. And the question that this little five-year-old, and make dua for him, for his family, for khair for him, and for the opening of his heart to the nur and knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and for his family to be with him in this journey. The question he asked me is, he says, "Ya Nana, why did Allah create everything? Why did Allah create everything?" And this is coming from a five-year-old. When I thought about the question, I thought to myself that it's the fact, perhaps it's the sign of being grown up, that we don't ask questions like this. And it's a negative sign of being grown up. We lose this wonder, we lose this innocence of our childhood, where we were much closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because our hearts were pure. And may Allah protect us from getting corrupted as a sign of being grown up. It says, why did Allah create everything? So I said to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the first ayat of his creation, where he said, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. He said, read in the name of your Rabb who created everything. Read what? Read the signs of your Rabb. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything so that we can recognize him through his signs. So we can recognize our Rabb through the signs which are His creation. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the day and the night, and the creation of the heavens and the earth, there are signs for people of intelligence. So I said to him that Allah created everything so that we recognize Him through His signs. Now, something I forget about talking to little children. And that's the reason why I'm actually afraid of little children. And that is that you can expect them to ask you the most difficult questions. And sure enough, the next question was, how many signs of Allah are there? How many signs of Allah are there? And I thought to myself, when was the last time I asked this question to myself? How many signs of Allah are there? Now, obviously, you will know that this is a question which is, within quotes, simple to answer, which is what any adult will instantly answer and say, everything is a sign of Allah. Everything created is a sign of Allah. And that is our trap of simplistic thinking, where we fall into this into this trap of writing off the things that we should really reflect on strongly. Not just give a stock answer, which is really a cop-out from thinking, from reflecting. Everything is a sign of Allah. What's the meaning of that? What is the meaning of saying everything is a sign of Allah? What really we should do is to actually count the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we'll realize the meaning of the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. The one who tries to count the ni'mat and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not be successful. He cannot do it. I mean, obviously, I didn't tell him everything is a sign of Allah. I tried to, you know, specify it and try to count. But obviously, nobody can count the signs of Allah. The point I'm making to you, my brothers and sisters, is that this whole issue of reflecting and listing down and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has created, this is such a beautiful tool and such a powerful tool that Allah has given us. To get close to Him, to get connected with Him, to remove all signs of stress and depression and all signs of, you know, hopelessness and fear and anxiety from our hearts, which is to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His signs. You see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, carrying this whole thing in my mind, I was thinking about it in the night, and this morning I went down for breakfast and I asked them for poached eggs. And when the eggs came, what do I see? I see this beautiful presentation of a beautiful yellow sun in the middle of white clouds. And I said, fantastic, and this is an egg, a poached egg. Now I think, and then I got thinking to myself, and here's a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right here on my plate, and that sign is the construction of an egg. An egg is a combination of yolk and albumen. It could have been a mixture of yolk and albumen. Why is yolk yellow? Why is albumen white? Why is yolk in the center surrounded by albumen? Why is it not the other way around? The reflection of this yolk in the center and surrounded by these white clouds of albumen around it, the aesthetic presentation of that is not a function of the skill of the cook. It's a function of the skill of the creator of the egg. It's a function of the structure and the construction of the egg. And this is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the point I want to remind myself and you with, is that to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't need the Hubble telescope. You don't need the International Space Station. You don't need complicated instrumentation. You don't need complicated technology. You don't need a lot of money. You don't need anything. You just need reflection. We just need to stop living like robotic morons and use our eyes and our ears and our senses to see the beauty and the glory and magnificence of our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, with which we are surrounded. With which we are surrounded. There is a Farsi shair which says, "Khizr kyun kar bataye kya bataye? Agar mahi kahe darya kahan?" Not Farsi Urdu. I says, "Khizr kyun kar bataye kya bataye? Agar mahi kahe darya kahan?" Even Khizr alayhi salam, what can he say and how can he explain? If the fish asks, where is the sea? Imagine, I mean, here is a fish who is immersed in the sea. Here is a human being who is himself or herself a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is surrounded and immersed in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is eating and seeing and hearing and breathing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is not aware of those signs. And he's asking, where are the signs? What are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So really, we have to ask ourselves this question and say, what are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many signs did He create? I remind myself and you, let us reflect. Let us learn from our children. Let us learn from those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because their hearts have not yet been corrupted by us. And may Allah protect them from corruption. May they never get corrupted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them pure, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use them to spread goodness and the light of guidance in the entire world. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.